He sat up on the bed and he watched me packing. He already knew I was leaving. I took what I needed, but I sure left a lot still hanging. But I figured I'd get it come the weekend. And he said, Daddy, when you get there, are you gonna have a refrigerator? I kinda laughed and said, I guess I will. Then he handed me a tracing of his hand on the back of a piece of paper and a magnet. And my heart stood still when he said, Put your hand in mine, and I'll be there anytime. When it feels like you could use a friend, I'll be there to lift you up again. You can reach out to me anytime. Put your hand in mine. Well, I drove past the Hardin Baptist Church, though it wasn't really on the way to my hotel. Beside me on the seat, I was looking at five small fingers when I heard the chapel bell. And it took me back another life ago when our hearts were open. Oh, back when we could still agree. Back when the future that we had was full of hope, and you and I, we got down on our knees and said, Put your hand in mine, and I'll be there anytime. When it feels like you could use a friend, I'll be there to lift you up again. You can reach out to me anytime. Put your hand in mine. I couldn't even stay away one night. I noticed you left on the line. And I've only got one thing to say. If you're not too tired, and it's not too late, put your hand in mine, and I'll be here all the time. When it feels like you could use a friend, I'll be here to lift you up again. Would you reach out to me one more time and put your hand in mine? Or would you reach out to me just one more time, put your hand